is that little extra ingredient that can take us from the jaws of defeat and thrust us onto the mountain peak of success? I'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned 2 Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a 9th degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a 9th degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a 9-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com, or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
In his book, Beware the Naked Man Who Offers You His Shirt, Harvey McGay tells a wonderful story. In 1988, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team, led by Coach Lou Holtz, was undefeated. Their next game was against the also undefeated Miami Hurricanes. The game was to be played on the Notre Dame campus in South Bend, Indiana. Now, these two teams were considered the two best football teams in college football that year. It was believed that the national championship would come down to these two teams at the end of the season. The night before the big game, Notre Dame held a pep rally on campus. That pep rally had 20,000 people in attendance. They yelled cheers, sang the school fight song, and they really got everybody pumped up. At the very end, Coach Holtz stood to speak. His remarks were short, and they ended with this. I just want you to do me a very simple favor. You go find Jimmy Johnson, who was the Miami coach, and tell him we are going to beat the dog out of Miami. As you can imagine, the students went crazy. They leapt to their feet, they clapped their hands, and they cheered with everything they had. All except the Notre Dame football team. The team stood there quietly, looking at the ground and shuffling their feet. This had been going on during the entire pep rally. And this behavior didn't go unnoticed by Coach Holtz. So why did Coach Holtz say such a provocative statement that was sure to get Miami all pumped up and put a lot of pressure on the Fighting Irish at the same time? Because Coach Holtz knew what his team needed at that moment. The team needed motivation and a belief in themselves. In the previous 4 head-to-head games between Notre Dame and Miami, the Hurricanes had gotten the better hand, dramatically. In fact, they had dominated over the Irish. In those 4 games, they had a combined score of 133-20. This truth had not been forgotten by the Notre Dame football players. It's no wonder they were a little down in the dumps. After the pep rally, the team was to meet across campus for what was known as a chalk talk. Back then, coaches didn't have the fancy equipment and smart boards that they have today. They had a blackboard and a piece of chalk. As soon as Coach Holtz and his team met for their chalk talk, Coach picked up a piece of chalk and he wrote on the board, "We are going to beat the dog out of Miami." He then looked at his team and asked, "Why did I say that?" He heard crickets. Nobody responded. So Coach repeated his question. Why did I say that? One hand went up. Holtz gestured with one hand and the player said, Because, Coach, we've got a better kicking game. Holtz then went on to write better kicking game on the board. He then asked, is that it? Finally, another player shyly raised his hand. The player said, our offensive line gets off quicker than theirs. Holtz wrote that on the board and then asked, anything else? Another player said with more confidence now, pass defense. This went on for a little while with Coach Holtz writing each of the phrases that the players said on the board. With each phrase, the confidence began to grow in the room. Pretty soon the team began to believe in themselves. Coach Holtz paused and looked at his team. He then raised his voice and asked, who's going to get an interception for Notre Dame tomorrow? And who's going to get a sack for Notre Dame tomorrow? And who's going to strip the ball and recover it for Notre Dame? After each question, a number of hands went up. What was the result of all this motivation? Notre Dame won the game 31-30. You see, motivation is that little extra that can take you from the valley of defeat to the mountain peak of success. And later that season, Notre Dame won the national championship. This is Mark Bowser. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.